I'm going to tell y'all a little secret, and don't tell anybody. This is just between me and you. I learned a long time ago how to test if somebody loves you. Recently, somebody said they were in love with me and they loved me. So I said, okay, let me go test this. Let me just go test it. And when I saw this person, I told him, I said, you need to start sleeping, go to sleep at 10:30, get some more sleep. Go to the dentist. Have you been to the dentist? No, I don't go. Go to the dentist. Have you been to the eye doctor? No. Go to the eye doctor. You need to make sure you cut back sugar and magnesium and cut back any alcohol or anything. And it was about the physical body, right? Making sure you take care of yourself like a parent would, like a mom or a dad would. But I noticed that the other person didn't care about my sleep, didn't care about me going to the dentist, didn't care about my finance. I even said, this is what you can do for finances to make your life better, you know, download the Credit Karma app, do this. So I'm offering all this advice to keep the person healthy, wealthy, and wise, and ways that they can save money, the ways that they can keep their health, walk around the block, and all that. And so I'm giving advice because I care about people, especially if somebody says they're saved. And I learned this through the hard way, because growing up, I didn't really have anybody say, let's go to the doctor, let's go to the dentist, let's do a schedule, let's go to the doctor regularly. Growing up, I didn't have a sister who cared about, I was surrounded by people who were just partiers, you know, party animals. And they didn't care about nobody else but themselves. I remember watching a friend grow up, and his life revolved around his dad. I went to college. I left my hometown, went to college, but he was him and his dad were like codependents. He put his dad before his wife, and she couldn't take it anymore. And so growing up, I saw these unhealthy relationships, codependence, dependent, enablers, codependence, where the parent was using the child as a security blanket and the child could never have their own life. They could never have their own life because they were codependent on the parent, or the parent was codependent on them, and they enabled each other like a carbon copy. And those people never really grew. They never went to college. They never grew. They just stayed in that little bloodline, karmic cycle, bloodline curse, you know, and it just kept repeating itself. And so growing up, I got away from that because I said, something's not right. And if you don't know any difference, you go to school or you talk to other people and you see people that care about, hey, go to the doctor, go to the dentist, or I'm going this, you know, get you some right shoes, you know, healthy, wealthy, and wise, right? So the way you test somebody is you get around them. And are they trying to pull you into the dark side, unhealthy, or are they trying to make you healthier? Are they trying to take away your sleep? Are they trying to take away your peace? Are they trying to mind game you? Are they trying to manipulate you to their will instead of God's will? Do they want you to do their will or God's will? Is it all about them? They don't care about your sleep. They don't care about your peace. They don't care about your eyesight or your teeth or your vision. If you don't like noise, if you just like to sit in peace, they don't care about your peace. If you look at two dogs that lay down on the carpet or on the floor beside each other, or two cats, what do? Two dogs, they'll actually lick each other's skin or to cleanse the other one. We're talking about animals. They will actually clean the other person's, the other animal will clean the other animal's body, lick their skin. So if you've got a person who doesn't care about your physical health, that's the base. You know they don't care about your emotional health and your spiritual health and your psychological health. If they don't care about your body health, you know they don't care about you at all. And they can talk a big talk, and they can future fake and lie, but they never tell you to, Hey, get some sleep. Is your back okay? Is your foot okay? Your foot was hurting. What can I do about it? What can we do? Let's go get you some shoes. No, it's all about fun and pleasure and painting the town. It's not about walking around the block. Let's go walk around the block. They don't ask you about your childhood, the way you were raised, your family. You know all about their family, but they don't know jack about your family. You know about where they went to school and their upbringing, but they don't know anything about where you live or where you went to school or where you went to college or what you studied. They don't care about you because it's all about them. The way I learned this is growing up, people didn't care about me. The first marriage, it was the karmic cycle, if you want to call it that, the bloodline curse. I married somebody who didn't even know me, didn't care about me, didn't know me. It was all about their agenda. A second person, same thing, married again, dated a few gals, same thing. They just cared about themselves. Most of them just wanted to drink and have fun. It was all about fun. It wasn't about helping me with my dreams or my goals, a helpmeet. We're going back to Genesis 3. God made a helpmeet suitable for Adam. And so all these women and all these family members didn't try to help me achieve my goals and my dreams. I had to do it on my own. I had to work my way through college. I left the city just to get away from the sick bloodline. I came back and they still were the same. And these people I grew up with who were under their dad, they were mama boys and mama girls and daddy girls and daddy boys, you know. And it's like, why? What? Aren't you your own man? Aren't you your own person? Just like when you go to the military and come back, you're looking at people that never left their city, never did anything. You go to college, you come back, you look at people, and they're just like mama girls or daddy girls. And they don't ever grow. They don't know who they are. They get their identity out of their bloodline, and usually the bloodline is sick and greedy and selfish, and they didn't even care about them growing up. But you tell somebody, hey, go to the dentist, go to the eye doctor. You're showing them real love. But they don't love themselves, and they don't want to heal themselves. They just want to keep doing destructive, dark stuff, the death cult. And so, and they don't ask you, hey, you need to get some sleep. What do you need for food? Can I help you? Let's go to the doctor. Let's go to the dentist. But they'll take their dog to the doctor, but they won't take you to the doctor. They'll take their cat to the vet or some wild animal to the vet, but they don't care about your health. They love beasts and animals and strangers more than they love the person living in the same house with them. Because they see you as an object, as a thing to be used and abused to vampire off of you. They don't know what love is, and they can say it all day long, but their actions don't point to it. And you try to show them how you love people. Hey, if I got a brother or sister online, I'll say, you know, because I used to have people say, you need to quit eating that fast food. And they were, because they really cared about me. And they were right. I didn't listen at the time. But as I started studying the etymology and seeing about the holographic truth and how it's all about health and complete and whole, but people who don't love you will never say, hey, when's your dentist appointment? Let's go down here to the eye doctor right now. I'll ride with you. Let's go to the eye doctor. On your day off, I'll take a day off. Let's go to the eye doctor. They don't care about that. Change your oil. You just remind them to change the oil. They don't care about you changing your oil. They don't care about you getting your sleep. They don't care if you have medical insurance, dental insurance. This is a secret. If they can't help, if they're not going to help you with your basic health, physical health, you know they don't care about you psychologically, emotionally, or spiritually, because even dogs will help the other dog heal by licking their skin and cleaning their skin. And a human being doesn't care about your physical body, but actually are doing the opposite, trying to get you to destroy your physical body. And this could be a friend too. When you're young in the 20s, 30s, you got a friend, let's go out to the bar. What? So you want me to get drunk, have a DUI, DWI, and destroy my life, and I could be working, I could be sleeping, instead of just sitting down talking about the Bible or just going playing some golf or something? You want to go party so I get destroyed? You want me to chase skirts so I can get some kind of disease from somebody? They don't care. They're not your friend. Yeah, but we have fun together. Let's go shoot some pool. Let's go get drunk. They're not your friend. See how society has brainwashed you to think that the death cult is love when it's actually hate? People should come in and support each other, not destroy each other. People should come in and help you, remind you, hey, are you going to the dentist? Oh, you don't have dental insurance? Okay, go over here. You can get it for $5 a month with such and such. You know, you help them. You lead them and guide them and direct them. But they don't care about nobody else because they've been partying all their life, and they've never escaped the death cult, and they don't want to be spiritually whole. And they don't want you to be whole, because when you get whole, you wake up and you say, oh, this person hates me. This person don't love me because they hate themselves. They never asked about my physical health. They never helped me with my physical. Your wife never tells you to schedule the dental appointment. Your wife never tells you and makes you go to the doctor. Your wife never says go to the eye doctor. What kind of wife is that? That's not a helpmeet. Your wife don't help you with your business. Your wife don't help you with running a business. Your wife won't even fill out a contract for some kind of business deal that you got going on. But she'll do it for a boss. She will do more for a boss or a coworker than she will do for you, because she's not getting paid from you. But so it's all about money, right? You're being used and abused. If they don't care about your physical body, if they don't want to help you in your goals, dreams, ventures, visions, or whatever, and they're counterintuitive to it, they're counteracting it, you know what's real love. I just showed you how to guess real love. Now, don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. It's between me and you. And you'll always escape the con artist. You'll always escape the user and the abuser and the liar and the schemer and the scammer. You will always escape them. You'll escape the Jezebel and the Delilah and the harlots and the drunkards and the cocaine addicts and the drug heads. You will escape them because they hate themselves, and they're not going to love you because they hate themselves. They'll hate you, but they'll say they love because it's master manipulation. And you might think, oh, this is love. Do they ever tell you to go to sleep early and get your sleep? Do they ever tell you to go to the eye doctor? Do they ever tell you to go to the dentist? No. No. Because they hate you. They're using you. Do they ever tell you to quit doom scrolling? Do they ever tell you to do what's healthy? No. Because they hate you. Because they hate themselves. But they love me. No, they don't. Look at their actions. If they loved you, just like a dog tries to help another dog by licking their skin, their physical body should be, if they don't care about your physical body, you know they don't care about your, they're just using emotions to manipulate you, to get you to love them, but they don't love you. If it's not reciprocal, it's not real. Welcome to the real world, Nia. I was raised around people that they might say they love me, but their actions were the opposite. I didn't even let them in my house because I didn't trust them. And they didn't come by to visit. I mean, you would think if somebody loves you, they'd come to see you, right? They'd come knock on your door. But they want you to come to their house. I saw that growing up. Come see us. Well, you know where I live. Come see me. They never did. Come see us. Okay. I come see them for years. And I finally say, I'm done. Come see me. They call you on the phone. I ain't seen you in a while. Where you been? Just working. Come see me. You know where I live. I started calling them out. And when I finally call them out and say, come see me, come to my house. I got my own house. Where you at? You ain't never been to my house. Mama, sister, cousin, aunt, uncle. Why didn't you come to my house? But you want me to come to your house? Because it's not on their turf. They want to be in control. Control freaks. They don't like to not have control because they don't love you. They think they're better than you. They think they can use you. They think you're naive, or they think you don't see their game. Come on now. Some of you have been used your whole life, and you think that's love, and the whole time it was hatred and not love. They never loved you. They still don't love you, and you still think they do just because they say it. Why don't they come see you? Why don't they ask you about your health? Why don't they tell you about some good, healthy books to read? Why don't they tell you to go exercise? Why don't they get you an exercise program? Because they don't love you. Why are they trying to get you to go drink and smoke and drug and all that? Because they hate you. You're just an object to them. Even two cats love each other more than they love you. Even two dogs love each other more than they love you. They treat you like a dog. And you think it's love? You could be married to one of them.